oh, an old blade wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to help you down the road towards home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-REACH or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, we'll show you how easy it is to purchase your own home, and we'll have the latest report on the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Then we'll take a look at the do's and don'ts of smoke detectors. And as always, the best housing and counseling experts are on the show today, here to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, REACH will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, here's REACH Radio's news director, Mort Ages.
Good morning. This is Mort Ages with the news headlines. Florida State Attorney General Pam Bondi asked judges to be mindful of homeowner rights. The next story, Florida foreclosure king is a scapegoat, his attorney says at the hearing. And the next story, new mortgage service standards impose numerous complaints, prompt new rules at the national and state levels. And finally, banks keep breaking into houses and homeowners are fighting back. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. Now back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Woohoo! Thank you, Mort. We'll return with the founder of REACH in just a minute. We'll talk about home ownership. After that, Lisa Bond has the latest information about home safety and then an update on the Triumph Haitian Mission Church. So stay with us because REACH Radio isn't affected by the government shutdown.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home, I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you once again that Saturday, October the 12th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., REACH offers the newest home ownership class from FHA. If you're looking for a home, tired of paying rent, then REACH has the solution. We say you can be a homeowner again. After all the problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home, FHA has a new plan, one that will help you become a homeowner even if you've been turned down before. The first step is to properly document your current situation. FHA requires that, and you will learn how to do that and much, much more by taking this special one-hour educational class from REACH. We are HUD-approved educators, and with FHA's guidance, you can be in your own home sooner than you think. That's right, no more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA, the grandfather of all housing-insured loans, is at it again. And they're helping you stabilize your family, which strengthens your community. And finally, you get your life back together. So call Reach today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. The toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or 3224 if you want to take it that way. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach today and every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. for a complete free explanation of this FHA program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop of Suite 112. If you're looking for home ownership, this is the program for you. The waiting game, it's over. Your dreams are within reach again. Call Reach right now. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Joining us right now in the studio, live as we can possibly be, is Pat Tracy, the founder of Real Estate Education and Community Housing, a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. And I think by now our listeners know exactly what Reach does in the real estate market. Pat Tracy, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, glad to have you here today. At least the government didn't shut you down, right?
They didn't. And before I begin and before we talk, I do want to thank you and Mort. Alan and Mort are board members of Reach. And so I want you to know that they give this time of their own. They donate the time for this show, so we're very thankful to have you.
Oh, we just like being here, you know, having fun in the studio, right? And, of course, we have boxes of Reese's Pizzas, so we can't go wrong at all. So let me ask you this, Pat. You started this corporation. What you have on your mind when you were doing that?
Well, actually, I've been in the lending business, the mortgage lending business, for over 30 years. And I could tell that people needed help. They needed to understand the programs. Very often they did not have the cash to close. They had a job, but they couldn't get the funding to close the deal. So looking at all of that, and you'll have to remember, Alan, that mortgage lenders are paid on the size of the loan. But as we looked at it, we went out to help people get grants. So we reduced the loan, reduced our own income to help these people get into housing. So as a lender, we did that, and as I watched it, it took us quite a bit of time to qualify these people and work with it, and my husband and I did found Reach. We put our own money in it to get it started. We helped these people get into homes. So over the years, we've helped about 1,000 families in the South Florida area get homes with grants and donations.
Well, somebody certainly needs to help. I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, and you look through these contracts, and you know, you sign a thing with a prayer. You know, here it is. Sign here. Okay, I pray that this is okay. Well, you had to learn how to do the grant process then, right?
Oh, it was a big job to learn how to do it, but we did learn how to put it together. And as we worked through the grants for these individuals, we found that sometimes counties and cities would pay nonprofits to assist with that. With the large volume of time that we were spending, because we weren't familiar with housing counseling operations at that time, didn't even know they existed. So as we spent the time, went through it all, then we found that we could actually be paid a small figure for doing this, and we then decided to become, in addition to lending, to become a 501c3 corporation so that we could get some payment for what we were doing for these families.
Wow, what did that take? I in the news lately, we hear about people trying to form 501c3s, and the IRS, like, put you on hold. I mean, how did that process work for you?
Well, actually, it went pretty well. It did not take us 3 years. I think they knew that we really wanted and our hearts were in housing. And so about 9 months after making application for the 501c3, we were approved and ready to go forward in that.
Well, you're doing a worthy cause, so how could they hold you up for that, you know?
And the 501c3 allows you to take donations from individuals and companies and have that as a tax write-off. So it was really important to keep the nonprofit going to be able to do that.
So you didn't start this just on grants alone. You had, help, of course, your own financial funds that you put into it, but you also had people that would give you donations.
We had 85% of all nonprofit donations are from individuals. So we had individual donations. We had, for the most part, when we started that, we only had our own money. We put our own retirement funds in to help the people of Palm Beach County.
Wow, that's a great thing. What about the HUD approval? I suppose you just don't knock on the door and say, hey, I want to be a HUD counselor. Well, what'd you have to do to get that through?
Well, first off, you have to operate for 2 years. You have to operate as a 501c3 for 2 years before you can even apply. Oh. You have to have your audits. And once you do apply, then HUD comes out and does a site to make sure you can help handicapped individuals. They do all sorts of site reviews. They look at your audits. They interview your people. They make sure they're certified. So it's quite a process, but we did get that in 2008, 2 years after we were incorporated. And we've maintained that, and we're HUD approved through 2016 right now.
Great. Oh, it's an ongoing approval?
It's not one time in life. They monitor you, and you do actual monthly reporting into HUD.
Oh, so there's a lot of paperwork. And see, even as a board member, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
I'm one of those ex facto guys that sort of hangs off in the background, and I hide behind the microphone. But, all right, so I guess that brought you along to the home free people, right, being HUD-approved counselors?
Well, what really brought us along to the home free people was not only were we an organization that was trying to help people get into homes, but we tried to volunteer and help other nonprofits in the area. And West Palm Beach had set up the first foreclosure center in the nation. They were running it, and they needed help. And actually, we were the only nonprofit that volunteered to help them. And as we helped them, we did not know it was being run by Home for USA out of Washington, D.C. So when we did that, we met Jim Griffith, Marcia, and the people you've heard on this show, and they have been wonderful with our organization because it helped us go from a small local organization to a national organization with relationships with banks, getting more training. Of course, that means more audits, being a part of the NeighborWorks audits, getting federal grants. So all of that was what we had with our relationship with Home Free USA, and they have been excellent.
And they're all over the country. I don't know if you can't see this, folks, because it's radio. There's a small halo glowing over Pat's head here. I mean, look at the wonderful things that she's done helping people get a home, and there's nothing wrong with it. What is Home Free, by the way?
Home Free is an intermediary out of Congress. There are about 11 nationwide that funnel the monies that go to NeighborWorks. Home Free is like the big daddy of an operation that funnels to local areas. So we're very excited to be one that they funnel and work with in a local area for funding and to make sure we can reach the people on the ground.
So how long were you in business before you partnered up with Home Free?
Well, actually, as I said, I was in the lending business for 30 years. The nonprofit is 7 years old, and we I would say in 2009, we partnered up with Home for USA.
Well, that's a good deal. Folks, we're speaking with Pat Tracy. She's one of the founders of the Real Estate Education and Community Housing, a not-for-profit 501c3 corporation. And he, like she said, she's been in the real estate business for more than 30 years. And if you have any questions or you'd like to ask Pat anything, you could certainly call us at the station number at 561-844-6167. That's 844-6167. So go ahead and give her a call if you have any questions there. So after the process of this venture, how did the approval process take place? I mean, what actually had to – somebody came down and gave you a check mark and said, okay, you're ready to go?
From Home for USA? Is that your question, Alan?
Yes.
Actually, Jim was in the area with their foreclosure center. And so he came to our office. They knew the facility. They knew our work. They knew we were HUD approved. They did some site visits. They also do an audit on files. So by now you know you're audited to death.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, then the CPA has to do your regular audit also, but your files are audited. So with that, knowing all the approvals we had, they were glad to have us as a member, and we were glad to be a member of their organization.
Super duper. Well, we have Monica on the phone with us. Monica, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm very good. Thank you.
Great. You have a question for Pat?
No, Monica was calling in to tell us about her experience with REACH. So I'm really glad I have a letter from Monica here. But Monica, would you go ahead and tell us your experience with REACH?
Yes, it was really a rewarding experience for me. My home was in foreclosure. I had a sale date set, and I was really overwhelmed by the whole process of modification. I actually didn't even realize I could have done a modification once a sale date was set. But I reached out to REACH, your organization, and Kenesha was my counselor, and I was able to save my home. My modification was approved. The whole process was expedited, and I'm really happy.
Oh, I'm so glad that we could be a part of helping you save your home, because that's been our goal all along, to get people into housing and save their homes. And I'm looking at a little letter you wrote that Kenesha, who's been on our program, was very professional, and she returned calls in a timely manner and kept you updated. Is all that correct, Monica?
That is correct. That is correct, because I never had to worry about where I was in the process. She constantly kept me updated, and I would send her an email, and I would get a call back the same day, and never had to worry about when she was calling back, or, you know, I'm very, very impressed, I must say.
Oh, thank you. And I see where you say it was entirely free. The service that maybe would have cost you quite a bit through another route, is that correct?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, I did hire an attorney, and I did spend a lot of money trying to figure out this foreclosure process. But from my experience, I did not benefit from using those attorneys, because they didn't really do anything for me. Then when I asked about the modification process, they asked that I paid several thousand more dollars for them to actually do the modification for me. And when I turned to REACH, I was able to get that whole process completed entirely free.
Oh, that is wonderful. And I'm so glad your second sale date was stopped and you got a modification and you're in your home. And we're just so pleased that we could help you, Monica. And thank you again for calling in today.
Oh, for sure. Thank you, guys. Good work.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you once again, dear.
That's a happy camper right there. Thank you, Monica. Glad to see that you're still in your own home. Well, Pat, it's been a supreme pleasure having you on the show today. You know, I would ask you to stick around for the second half, if you would. We have some other things that we'd like to talk about. Would that be okay?
I would love to, Alan. You couldn't get me out of the studio.
Well, we can, but it would take, you know, at least a bond would have to come in and start a fire. But anyway, after the break, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. You know, if you're a new listener to REACH, then you should know that we are here to help you achieve the American dream of home ownership. Something else we'd like you to know is that Reach has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. 4 weeks ago, we announced the Reach Challenge. So for the remaining 32 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti's a few years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will finish the church before this Thanksgiving. So please send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, 33410. We promise to keep you up to date concerning the construction progress, so joining us right now is Renee Farreau. She's Pastor Michelin's lovely wife and valuable assistant. Renee, what's the latest report on the church?
Yes, as I reported to you last week, Pastor Michelin was meeting with the authorities in Onaville, and basically it seemed like Onaville was not recognized as an actual city until not too long ago, and so the progress is happening, and he was able to get the go ahead to construct the church. So
right,
he's
now,
excited about that.
Onaville?
Onaville.
That's the name of it. Now, it's just outside the Port-au-Prince.
Yes,
right?
About 15 miles north of Port-au-Prince area.
Okay, so it's a happening area. I've been over there.
Yeah.
And I had my own shotgun, too. Let me tell
you. It's actually this town, Onaville, is the largest earthquake displaced camp. So they put a lot of people right after the earthquake happened into the tents, into this area. It was a desolate area
right. With
a lot of mountains around it, and so they put a lot of people there in the tents. And they've actually been able to get into homes now. A good portion of them have been able to get into government homes, and the rest of them have been able to find land there in the area. So now they're rebuilding their lives.
Oh, fantastic. And, of course, when the church is complete, then they'll have a place to worship and do community activities and functions.
Exactly. Right now, Pastor Michelin's not there in Onaville all the time. He goes there about once a week, but he does have people come by to meet him, to say hi to him. And he does have people saying, I need this, I'm hungry, I have to go to the doctor. So he does have to support those people. Even though he hardly knows anyone in the neighborhood, he still helps them.
Well, he's doing the work of God, and
that's
a good thing. So we hope that gets finished in time for Thanksgiving. And folks, if you just send in a donation, that'll certainly help that effort to go along. Renee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Every dollar will help us to get this project underway, so
absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in and giving us that update. We assist people of Haiti, both in South Florida and abroad. That's why Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission, that in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Do it today, and thank you for helping. Well, that tells us that it's time for this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by none other than Pat Tracy and Associates, and their phone number is 561-351-8000. Now, this home, it's a condo. It's located in Jupiter. It's two bedrooms, two bath, with a large screened-in patio. It has a lake view. It's located in the Jupiter Chasewood North community. It's a wonderful community with a pool, tennis courts, and it's located in an A-rated school district. It's a short drive to the beach, and catch this, if you're a dog or a cat lover, this is a pet-friendly condominium association. I would imagine it's an association, and it's a quick drive to the beach. And by the way, the friendly pets can only be up to 30 pounds, so no great big Dobermans will work there. Again, it's in Jupiter. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath with a large screened-in patio, has a lake view, located in the Chasewood North community. And if you're looking for a home, this is the place for you. The property will be ready for occupancy by Thanksgiving. It's the perfect home for a young family. So to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy. As a matter of fact, she's sitting here right now. So if you want to talk to her about that, you could call the studio number at 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. Well, Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, and again, Pat Tracy will be joining us with some special testimonials. Then Lisa Bond is up with some home safety tips, and of course, the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. Mort, the headlines sounded pretty juicy today. A lot of real estate news on the platter, so let's get her done. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mort Ages with today's news.
Okay, good afternoon again. This is Mort Ages with the news. Attorney General Pam Bondi is asking Florida's judges to be mindful of homeowner rights outlined in the National Mortgage Settlement as they push to clear the state's hefty foreclosure backlog. The request, made in a September 3rd letter to Florida Supreme Court Judge Justice Chief Justice Ricky Polston and the state's chief judges, comes at a time when foreclosure defense attorneys complain that the settlement is being ignored in order to hasten the process of the cases. Ironically, it's millions of dollars from the state's share of the 2012 National Mortgage Settlement that is helping speed dispositions. The money was used to hire additional senior judges, magistrates, and case managers to process foreclosures. A statement released by Bondi's office said Tuesday, "We have done our best to inform the courts about the requirements of the National Mortgage Servicing Settlement, and we'll continue that dialogue with the judiciary to ensure that homeowners' rights are protected." Attached to the letter from Bondi's office to the courts is a fact sheet about the settlement. The $25 billion agreement between 49 attorney generals and Bank of America, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Ally Financial is effective until October 4th, 2015. The dethroned foreclosure king of Florida sat in a dingy Broward County courtroom Monday as charges of legal misconduct were levied against him and his once massive home repossession machine. It was the first day of a Florida bar trial pursuing 17 complaints against attorney David J. Stern, whose plantation-based company, the largest so-called foreclosure mill in the state, was shuttered more than 2 years ago following allegations of notary fraud, forgery, and flawed court documents. Foreclosure defense attorneys and homeowners have long howled for Stern's head. They bristle that he still remains a member in good standing of the Florida bar. Stern's company handled more than 100,000 foreclosures statewide when it was fired by most of the major lenders in the fall of 2010 following a launch of an investigation by the former Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum. Within weeks, the term robo-signing became mainstream as law firms and banks nationwide were accused of allowing people to sign off on documents they never read or forge other people's signature to hasten the case processing. Stern's attorney, Jim True of Miami-based True Cardinus, said Stern can't know every move his employees make and shouldn't be blamed for their mistakes. Stern, Chu also said, is a scapegoat. He called the attorney general's investigation bogus. Stern's trial before the Florida Bar Refugee and Palm Beach County Court Judge Nancy Perez is scheduled for 2 weeks' time. Okay, banks keep breaking into homes every day in neighborhoods across the country. Low-paid workers with little oversight or training decide whether to break into someone's home. They are independent contractors working indirectly for the banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and other large lenders. Mortgage agreements give these banks the right to enter abandoned properties, even those that are locked up, to secure them against the ravages of weather and to perform simple returns. But the contractors the banks hire to do this sometimes force their way into houses and condominiums that are still occupied by their owners. Matthew Wiedner, a consumer lawyer in St. Petersburg, said these companies don't ask the homeowners, don't go to court to get permission to go inside. They just send unlicensed, unregulated people who break down the doors and do whatever they want. The most sued contractor who is operating in Florida is Safeguard Properties. They're based in Valley View, Ohio. The company has been named in at least 135 lawsuits filed by homeowners alleging unwanted break-ins. Deanna Tadoni returned to her Tampa, Florida home last year to discover that the contractors working for U.S. Bank had ripped huge holes in her walls, purportedly searching for hazardous Chinese-made drywall. The bank claims it was simply trying to protect its investment in the property. And That's the news. This is Mort Ages.
Oh, thank you, Mort. You know, breaking into houses, well, it's not, it's sort of like a legal break-in, right? Is that the deal?
Well, it isn't legal because unless you have an order from the court to actually go in the house, which is very hard to obtain while the foreclosure process is going on, it's breaking and entering.
Wow.
And that's what these lawsuits are all about. These people who are unlicensed, unregulated, just break into people's homes. And many times, and it's been found, the wrong home because they don't check.
Well, yeah, we had that case up in Ohio.
There's a case up in Ohio, and there's been cases in Florida, too.
Yeah.
So you know, it's got to stop. Pam Bondi's doing something about it. She really is.
Well, I'm going to take Vice President Biden's advice. I'm getting a shotgun, and that'll be it if they try to break into my home. That's it. Well, joining us again is Pat Tracy. She is one of the founders of Reach with more than 30 years in the real estate business. Pat, thanks for sticking around for the second half of the Reach Radio Show. You know, over the years, you guys have had a lot of success stories underneath the proverbial belt there. What's your secret to that? Huh?
Well, we have one on the line right now, I think. Mrs. Jackson's on the phone,
right?
So can we bring her own?
Oh, we can. Mrs. Jackson, how are you?
Good, and y'all?
Well, thank you for calling Reach, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Mrs. Jackson. I'm looking. I know you worked with Dee Phillips in our office. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about that process?
I've worked with Ms. Phillips before when I first did a refinancing of my mortgage, and I was had a little equity, and I wanted some things, and she did well with me. And down through the years, I was a self-employed daycare provider at my home, and I lost contact. I didn't have any employment, any babies or anything. So I didn't have any income, so I had to go out to work another part-time job. But I always talked to my bank, you know, to let them know what was going on. But at once I did get employed, back in full-time employment, and everything went well, and I was talking to the bank, and they was asking me for information, and it's like it was a roller coaster. They asked me for the same thing every month. Only thing different, you just have to give them an update on your income, and it's like it was in a circle. Then I thought I was getting somewhere. Then they changed from one asset management and give you another one. Then that one don't know what that one did, and it was like a round and about. So I thought about Ms. Phillips had moved over to Reach, and I know her. So I called her and I said, could she assist me? I gave her my layout on what was doing, what was happening to me. So she looked at everything and she told me, she gave me an application. She said she'll think she could help me. So she did. She assisted me in the modification of the house where I got the modification as of October 2013. Everything is correctly where I was paying $1,200 a month for mortgage. Now it's only $500 a month. And all that back money, they forgave me of that amount, and everything is like new. And I truly thank Ms. Phillips. Ms. Phillips is a very honest lady. She takes her time, and I just tell you, she has such good grown brains. I always tell her she has a strong brain because she can read things and accept things so well till she actually got this mortgage redone. So I got her with the new program, with the Obama new program, I was eligible for that and everything as well. She did get me a new mortgage and everything as well, and I truly thank her for that. Reach is an awesome program.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking at what Ms. Phillips sent to me, and actually you got a principal forgiveness.
Yes.
They're going to forgive $28,764 every year for 3 years.
Yes.
Up to $86,293.
Correct.
Besides lowering your payment. So I think that's a wonderful success story, and we so appreciate you calling in today. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I will spread the word around about the REACH program.
Thank you. We do appreciate it, Ms. Jackson. Thanks so much for calling us, okay?
All right. You're so welcome. Have a good day.
There you go. You know what? She is spreading the word around. She's doing that right now. Folks, I just want to let you know that these are real callers. These people have been helped by REACH, and this is their testimonials. This is the real deal. So anyway, let me ask you this, Pat. Is it compassion or desperation? What got you into helping people like this?
Oh, well, it wasn't desperation. It was compassion. Although at times when this bubble hit all of us, it was desperation to help them. And we were super motivated to help people stay in their homes. So I'm just so glad that these stories are coming out. You know, this is not part of the new principal reduction plan. This was done prior to. So our people have been getting principal reductions right along for their clients, and we're thrilled with that.
Well, when the marketplace failed, it made it easier to deal with the purchase of bank foreclosures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all this happened because of the market failing.
Yes, yes.
Wow. And, you know, we talked a little bit about NCST. What in the world does that stand for? I mean, we have 1,000 acronyms here with HUD and FHA and the CIA and the NBA and everything. What is NCST?
Well, as we progressed along, Alan, we had some property donations and some that we purchased. A big property donor to us was Chase Bank, and we're forever thankful to that. Along came NCST, which is the National Community Stabilization Trust. And it's kind of like a bank clearinghouse. All the banks put their properties in there and give the nonprofit first opportunity on some of the properties for a first pick, a first look, and some donations. So we're very thankful to be working again with the National Community Stabilization Trust to get those properties and to be able to pass them on to people like the ones you've heard here.
Right. That's just part of REACH's mission. Well, we have on the phone Rob joining us now. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Well, thank you for calling. Are you a testimonial here?
He sure is.
Sure I am.
He worked with Wanda. So, Robert, would you go ahead and tell us your experience with REACH?
Sure. I was at Wits End, as many people here in South Florida. I was behind it in my mortgage, and I was looking to stay in my home. And the Home Affordable Modification Program made that very easy for me insofar as I had REACH behind me. By having REACH behind me, they made me feel comfortable and ease. They showed concern with their expertise and their professionalism. And they made sure all my documents and paperwork were always in order and properly filled out. They were right by my side whenever I needed their assistance with the mortgage lender or with their attorneys until a positive result occurred for myself. And I want to thank you for a great job. And I want to give a special thanks, as you had mentioned, to Wanda Camacho, who was right there whenever I needed her help, because without them, I was just treading water.
Well, and I'm looking at what Wanda had told me, and your home was actually foreclosed upon on February 4th due to lack of communication between the modification running and the foreclosure and selling of your loan. And on February 6th, she helped write a letter that had the attorney rescind the sale of the home so that you actually got it back. Is that correct, Robert?
That's correct. The courts stated that I was out of time, and the lender didn't agree, but the court system, they stated that my house was just going to be foreclosed on, and with REACH's help, Wanda's help, and the help of the attorneys, that was overturned, and I have the house in my name.
That is a great story. A foreclosure turned good and given back to you. So we're so happy to have you call in today, Robert, and so much appreciated. And I know Wanda did a good job for you, so we're pleased to talk with you today.
She did a great job for me, and everyone at REACH, They were so helpful, and as I mentioned, they were concerned. And not only were they concerned, they had the expertise and the know-how of how to turn things around for people in similar situations.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your story. We do appreciate it, and I'm always glad to hear about the good work of our counselors there at REACH. Thank you again, Robert, for calling in for us today.
Thank you. I'm glad I could be assistant.
There you go. Sir. Folks, we're speaking with Pat Tracy. She's one of the founders of Real Estate Education and Community Housing, a nonprofit 501c3 corporation. Been in the real estate business for 30-plus years. She's on the beam, and we appreciate that. Okay, Pat? Up next, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper with tips on home safety. Then Mort's Minute is loaded in the slingshot of brotherly love. So don't change that channel, or we're putting your name on Santa's naughty list, okay? He's coming up too. Ain't got no
home. Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. You know, if you're a homeowner, our next guest has some information that could save your life and your home. Lisa Bond is a lifelong Floridian born and raised in South Florida. She's been dubbed the original hurricane prepper, and she has some interesting tips about keeping your home safe. Lisa Bond, welcome to Reach Radio once again.
Hi, Al. Great to be back.
Oh, well, we love to have you. I know a place.
Oh, God.
and that's where we're... Hey, listen, we're going to talk about some home safety tips. And, you know, we talked about this a couple of shows ago, about what is the most dangerous home, house in the home. The most dangerous room in the house of your home.
Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, get that out. And we kind of concluded that it was the kitchen, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in a kitchen.
Right. So what about, we want to speak specifically about fires this show.
Okay, hit me.
So hit you, okay. be careful, I'll get Hose A and Hose B over there to wrap you on. That's what we'll do there. Now, really, you know, I know we have a lot of codes and a lot of things that are implemented into keeping your home safe and free from fires, but they still happen. That's why we have a fire department. Houses catch on fire every single day. What's the deal?
Well, a lot of it has to do with carelessness, or it could have a lot to do with faulty wiring, or it could have something to do with, you know, cigarettes. Somebody drops a cigarette, or faulty wiring, or kitchen items catch on fire. There's a lot of different reasons.
Well, what's the best advice for homeowners when it comes to old Freddy Fire there? I mean, how do we put his flame out?
Well, the best thing that you can have is an extinguisher in the home. You need an escape plan. You need emergency ladders if you're on more than one story, things of that nature.
Well, this isn't a one-size-fits-all, obviously, because you do have people, like you say, that live on the third story, the first floor. I mean, what causes these fires? Like we said, it was electrical and human error, if you will.
Well, let's see. There's kitchen fires. There's space heater fires.
Space heaters.
There's careless smoking, electrical equipment, candles, kids playing with fire. There could be faulty wiring, flammable liquids that you store in your garage. Holiday lights are a big deal. That's coming up now. And,
right.
And barbecues. They're probably one of the bigger ones.
You know, the space heaters is probably the most, and that's because they put too big of a heater on the wrong socket. Is that right?
No, actually, most of them are caused because people put things too close to the space heater.
And it catches on fire.
Duh.
Well, I know that they won't sell a space heater over 1,500 watts. Is that about right?
I don't know what the number is, but hopefully it's tripping the breaker before it does any damage.
Yes, that's how they designed it, so it would trip the breaker. But like you say, if you set something in front of it, then poof, you have a fire.
That's correct.
How much should we what different types of fire extinguishers are there?
Well, there's chemical ones that are really the best to use. If you are using one in your home, two suggestions I'd make. One would be to have in the kitchen, the other one in a garage, if you had a garage.
Right.
They have really small ones that are appropriate, the kitty. They're anywhere between $20 and $40, depending on the size, and you can just stick it under the sink and put one up next to the door in the garage.
Probably get an insurance break, right, if you had a few of them around the house, right?
I'm not aware that they do that.
Oh, those bums. Well, I mean, if you're helping, you're trying to, you know, keep your home safe. And you should definitely have more than one fire extinguisher, like you said, the kitchen and other rooms where...
You want to put them where they're going to best be used. And you need to make sure you use them properly. You have to, if it's a chemical extinguisher, you need to aim at the bottom of the flames.
Ah, that's good advice. I would just shake it up and let it go, right? And
no.
It's like
you don't need to coat the whole room. You just need to hit the bottom of the fire.
I shake my fire extinguisher. No stirring here. You know? I like it
shaken,
not
stirred. Yes.
What about smoke detectors? Are they any good?
Smoke detectors are really necessary. I would make sure that they're outside of each of the bedrooms. Some of them need to be not by the stairwells, et cetera. There's several different types. You've got combos that have both carbon monoxide and smoke. They come as either just battery or they can be hardwired, and the battery ones are as inexpensive as $6 each.
Right. Yeah, when those things start beeping, I just want to throw a rock at it. That's what I want to do.
Just change the battery.
Is that what it takes?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa, thanks for joining us on Reach Radio. You can call Lisa on her cell phone at 555-8675-309 or check her out at her website, reachforhousing.org. Thanks a lot for joining us. Okay, just to let you know, next week, that's Saturday, October the 12th, we will be broadcasting live from the Oktoberfest right there in Lake Worth, just off Lake Worth Road, a little bit west of Military Trail. That opens up October 11, 12, and 13. And the following week, October 18, 19, and 20, they will also be there. So if you want to check out some of the German beer there, they have some good beer at the Oktoberfest. Jawohl, I think is. Thank you, Mort. I appreciate that. So, all right. And also to remind you, if you're still looking for your first home, Sunday, October the 20th, if you don't go to the Oktoberfest, stop by Reach headquarters from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Reach will be hosting their first-time home buyer workshop. Classes are held in their offices at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. So just look for that great big Reach sign hanging over the Suite 112. Reach has teamed up with HUD, one of the largest home financiers in the free market, to help you purchase your first home. And I just found out something here today that I didn't know, and Pat Tracy let us know that. If you've owned a home before and you go 3 years without owning a home, you qualify for the first-time home buyer program. So you can have a house a couple of different times and be the first-time owner. Now, just to let you know, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. So if you're a first-time home buyer, make plans to attend this special first-time home buyers workshop. Again, that's October the 20th, starting at 1 p.m., concluding at 7 at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. And did I tell you to look out for that big Reach sign hanging over Suite 112? Of course I did. So that's it. The number to call for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All right, let's take a pause for the cause as our crack news director prepares for the Mort Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio Real Estate News and Opinion, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. We'll be right back when we shine up the teacher's apple.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. they'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. I'm Alan Mason, your host and Housing Heffy. Reinstating the Reach Challenge. For the next 32 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a couple of years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with your assistance, we believe, and Pastor Michelin believes, he'll finish that church before Thanksgiving. So let's send them a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, 33410. Do it today, and thank you for caring and helping us out there. Folks, this is it's a real deal. You remember the earthquakes that hit them a few years ago, and they were hurt pretty bad. So that brings us up to our Reach Radio rant of the day from the head ranter in charge of all ranters. We call him the Monsignor of the Mort's Minute. What's on the ranting block today, good ranter?
Hello, Alan. This is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. We've just heard stories about bank servicers breaking into people's homes, damaging property, taking personal possessions, including medication. What can you do about this? Well, the bank or their representative can't break into your home without first getting permission from the court. This is very hard to do if the foreclosure process is ongoing. Know your rights and act. Do not, I repeat, do not ignore mail and notices you get delivered to you. Open the envelope. Read the notice, even if you don't understand it. If it's a foreclosure notice, you need to act very quickly. You have limited time to do so. Call us at Reach. We're here to help you. The number is toll-free, 855-487-3224. Do not despair. Many things can be done, but you must act. If your home is occupied, the bank or their representative cannot go inside. Don't let them bully you. I know you say, I don't have money for a lawyer. Call Reach. We have a list of legal experts who can help you get started to defend the foreclosure without a fee, but you must act. Again, the phone number for Reach is toll-free, 855-487-3224. We're here to help you, and that's the Mort Minute.
Woohoo! Thanks, Mort. We appreciate that. I know. You should see Mort. He's red right now. He's not happy, and I don't blame him because when you have a legal authority that takes advantage of your knowledge, your lack of knowledge, you could be hurt. So that's about all the time left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Or you can call them toll-free at 855-487-REACH. That's the show for today. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to noon. We are having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.